Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and looking at Proverbs and spiritual health as a part of making marriage great. One of the ways to do that is really to help us as men to be focused in on how do I become a better husband? How do I become a better man of God? And I know no better way to do that than to be in God's Word. So we've been looking at Proverbs, and this here where I'm at is November 16th. So in Proverbs 16, and today is my anniversary when I married my wife. So 34 years of being married is now official, and very glad and to God and to my wife that we have this marriage that we have. But it's truly by God's grace, and that's appropriate for this November 16th, for this Proverbs 16. So here are some thoughts from Proverbs, and this guy that's been married 34 years, pondering that, right? The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So that's verse 1 of Proverbs 16. So it goes on to say, all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble. So just thinking, and you know, as a young man falling in love and getting married, lots of plans that I had, lots of thoughts, and lots of 34 years of that, right? 34 years of planning and moving forward, and sometimes taking two steps forward and three steps back. But thinking about how God has ordered my steps and how when I've been in control, that it's really been out of control, right? And what's come out of my tongue has really been the measure of it. If what was coming out of my mouth was good and godly and pure and just, I was walking with the Lord. And what was coming out of my mouth was arrogance and pride and frustration, whatever that might have been, anger, those kind of things, that was when I was walking on my own strength. So I had my plans and I tried to work them out, but God showed me. And he opened my eyes to my own foolishness. So the ways of the man are pure in his own eyes, right? So we think this is right and just until God shows us otherwise. And then about committing your work to God. So it's not, I think sometimes men think, well, I'm not in ministry or I'm not a pastor. So I just need to do my work. But it's committing your life, committing your energy, your day to the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, right? So to say, this is the day God's given me and I want to use it to glorify God. And we do that in the workplace. We do that in the market. We do that in the classrooms. We do that wherever we go. We are either going to glorify God or we are not going to glorify God. There is no in between. And you can be in ministry and totally not be glorifying God. And you can totally not be in ministry and be glorifying God. And that sometimes is hard for us to ponder. But in marriage, how do we build our marriage? How do we make our plans and seek God's wisdom to make our marriage greater? Well, God gave us marriage, and so his plan is already to make your marriage great, or to make the you and your spouse more unified, to make you and your spouse more in love. He will give you the place, the context for your love to grow and your relationship with your wife to grow. That's called marriage. That's the gift that he gives you. And so for us to invest in that means spending time, energy, creativity toward that relationship and toward our relationship with God. As we become better at fellowshipping with God and communing with God, we will be better husbands. That's just part of the laws of spiritual growth, if you will. And the opposite is also true. If we're not investing in a relationship with God, it's going to be hard for our marriage to grow because it is God who's giving us that gift. So to encourage us today, as we look at Proverbs 16, that we really look to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Look to God, the one who has made our wives for a reason. And for us to seek God's wisdom, God's vision for our lives, God's vision for our marriage, God's vision for today. What is God's vision for you today and for your marriage? Pray to God for that. wisdom. Pray to God for that vision and see what he does. God bless you. Have an amazing weekend.